Good evening, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners and children of God. And welcome, and glad you're all here. Glad we're all safe from the rain inside, at least for this moment. This is an interesting version of the feeding of the 5,000. And what we get on our Sunday, what we call the lectionary cycle, which comes from Matthew, Mark, and Luke in alternating years. And we often sometimes get the feeding out of the Gospel of John. But this is the only time that we find it in the Gospel of Luke, and it doesn't happen on our Sunday. So there's some interesting little peculiarities that happen in the Gospel of Luke. And it's a very short reading. It's a very short reading where the disciples say the people are hungry. Jesus says, you better feed them. The disciples say, well, how can we do this? We only have 2 pieces of fish and 5 loaves of bread, and that we'll have to buy food. And then he says there's 5,000 men. Now, what he means when he says there's 5,000 men is that they probably also have all their wives and all their children with them too. So there's a lot more than 5,000 people. And yet you've got these 5 loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish that are being distributed around among all these people. And this is one of the true miracles that we find in the gospel. And Luke doesn't focus on Jesus saying he's the Son of God. We find that in John. Matthew focuses on different aspects. What Luke is looking for is the radical hospitality that Jesus gives to the people. This radical hospitality that says, feed them, they are hungry. We find this in the other reading as well. Elisha, the prophet, the student of Elijah, visits this widow. And she says, her sons are being sold into slavery. What am I to do? And Elisha says, well, take this oil that you barely have any of and start filling up some jars. And she starts filling up jars, and she continues to fill up jars. And suddenly she has all this oil, and Elisha tells her to sell it, and your debts will be paid. Now, sometimes these these miracles that take place in the Bible, you know, we need to be careful lest they caution us to magical thinking. And when I say magical thinking, it's like, well, don't do anything. Just give it all up and God will provide everything. Well, God provides for us, but we just don't stop doing what we're doing. You know, Jesus gave the disciples a command. He said they had to have the loaves and they had to have the fish before they could share them with the people. Jesus told them what to do. And Elisha told the woman to take an action to benefit herself. Don't give up everything. Do something for your own good. And even when we think, like sometimes we think that this spaghetti dinner is taking so much of our resources, and yet God provides. But we have to keep doing the things that we are trying to do as well. You know, there's so many people that need to be fed, and there's so many hungry people, and there's so many people that need this community, this beloved community. And we are here, and God is helping us to provide this wonderful, wonderful means in order that we may feed and we may outreach and we may show the love of God that we have for each other in our hearts and that God has for us, that we may show this love to the people that are needy, the people that are wanting, and just anyone that comes in. Because we don't ask people where they came from. We don't ask people if they absolutely have nothing. And we don't ask people, you know, are you actually homeless or are you just walking in because you want a free meal? No, this is where you get a free meal. And you can. Because we provide, because God provides for us. And the love of God that God has for each and every one of us calls us to do this radical hospitality. Calls us to be this Jesus for one another. and to give of ourselves and to give, and we don't have to worry about emptying ourselves out because we have so much of God poured into us that we that this is never ending as long as we are together. Jesus didn't tell one of his disciples to do it. He didn't tell another. He told all 12 to do it. You know, this was a team effort. And, you know, the fact that God provides and the fact that we are able to do this because God has imbued us with his Holy Spirit to do this, his work in the world, man, that is some really good news. Amen.
Amen.